Isaiah chapter 66. Thus says Yahweh, the heaven is my throne, the earth my footstool. Where is the house that you build to me? Where is the place of my rest? For all of those things has my own hand made, and all of those things have been, says Yahweh. But towards this will I look. I will look towards him who is poor, and of a contrite spirit, and who trembles at my word. But he who kills an ox is as if he slew a man. He that sacrifices a lamb is as if he cut off a dog's neck. He that offered an oblation is as if he offered swine's blood. He that burned incense as if he blessed an idol. Yes, they have chosen their own ways, and their soul delights in their abominations. Well, I also will choose their delusions, and I will bring their fears upon them, because when I called, none of them did answer. When I spoke, they did not hear, but they did evil instead before my eyes, and chose that in which I did not delight. Hear the word of Yahweh, you who tremble at his word. Your brethren, who hated you, who threw you out for my name's sake, said, let Yahweh be honored. But he shall appear to your joy, and they are the ones who will be ashamed. A voice of noise from the city, a sound from the temple, a sound of Yahweh who renders recompense to his enemies. Before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man-child. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Will the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Will a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Will I bring to the birth and not cause to bring forth, says Yahweh? Will I cause to bring forth and then shut the womb, says your Elohim? Rejoice with Jerusalem. Be glad with her, all you who love her. Rejoice for joy with her, all you who mourn for her, so that you may suck and be satisfied with the breasts of her consolations, so that you can milk out and be delighted with the abundance of her honor. For thus says Yahweh, understand that I will extend peace to her like a river, and I will extend the riches of the Gentiles like a flowing stream. And then will you suck, and then you will be carried on her sides and be dandled upon her knees. Just as one whom his mother comforts, so will I comfort you, and you will be comforted in Jerusalem. And when you see these things, your heart will rejoice, and your bones will flourish like a herb, and the hand of Yahweh will be known toward his servants, and his indignation will be known toward his enemies. For understand, Yahweh will come with fire, and with his messengers like a whirlwind, to render his anger with fury, and to render his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire and by his sword will Yahweh plead with all flesh, and the slain of Yahweh will be many. They who sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the gardens and orchards behind one tree in the midst of one of them, eating swine's flesh and the abomination and the mouse, will be consumed together, says Yahweh. For I know their works and their thoughts. And it shall come that I will gather all nations and languages, and they will come and see my splendor. And I will set a sign among them, and I will send those who escape from them into the nations, to Tarshish and Pul and Lud. I will send those that draw the bow to Tubal and Yavan, to the isles afar off, who have not heard my fame, neither seen my honor, and they will declare my honor amongst the Gentiles. And they shall bring all your brethren for an offering to Yahweh from out of all the nations upon horses, and in chariots, and in litters, and upon mules, and upon swift beasts, to my holy mountain Jerusalem, says Yahweh, just as the children of Israel bring an offering in a clean vessel into the house of Yahweh. And I will also take some of them for priests and for Levites, says Yahweh. For as the new heavens and the new earth which I will make will remain before me, says Yahweh, so shall your seed and your name remain. And it will happen, it will come to pass, from one new moon to another, from one Sabbath to another, that all flesh shall come to worship before me, says Yahweh. And they shall go out and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me, for their worm will not die, and neither will their fire be quenched. And they will be an aversion to all flesh. End of chapter.